Ladies, you know how hard it is to find the right hair products for our hair. I can never find a shampoo and conditioner that works well for me. I have tried so many products and nothing seems to be quite right for my hair. But lately, I have been using Gemist. I took their 2-minute quiz and they matched me with the best shampoo and conditioner I've ever used. Is it magic? Nope, it's actually just science. Did I mention Gemist is a woman-owned company started by Allison Haar? She is a mom of two, a dog mom, and a Harvard grad. We have some serious girl boss stuff right here. It is easier than ever to try these products and they are delivered straight to your door. So please try Gemist risk-free. It is easy and it comes with free returns within 30 days. If you are ready to have the best hair of your life, try Gemist. Right now, my listeners can give Gemist a try and get 20% off their shampoo and conditioner. Just visit Gemist.com to get your personalized recommendation and enter code THRIVE at checkout for 20% off and free 2-day shipping. That is Gemist.com, Gemist.com, and enter code THRIVE, THRIVE at checkout to get the best hair of your life. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. So I want to talk about avoidant attachment. Now, avoidant attachment, in a nutshell, is basically where you avoid intimacy, you avoid emotions, you avoid confrontation. There's a lot of aspects to a relationship that are very emotional, and you avoid them because that was your programming. That's how you were trained to go about and live your life in the world, right? So how this is actually formed is really in childhood. So thanks, mom and dad. It's a childhood trauma. Yet again, another one that we have to deal with. But essentially what ends up happening is the child learns through repetition, right? Through experiences over and over again that reinforce this behavior, that they need to kind of like suppress that emotional side of themselves. Now, the reason why they have learned to kind of like suppress this part of themselves is because the people around them, for the most part, were not emotionally available. So either they were emotionally unavailable or they were just very unresponsive to what the child actually needed in order to feel healthy and whole. Now, all children, you know, we're born into these physical bodies, but the purpose of being human is that ability to connect with each other. And especially babies and children need to connect to their caretakers, their parents, right? So when the child, and that's just what we know, you don't have to teach that. That's just the yearning inside all of us that we have, especially children and babies. So when you were born, you had a yearning to want to be close to your mother and your father. Now, over time, you learned that mom can't do this or dad is incapable of doing this. And so you suppressed those parts of yourselves because you had to adapt. Like you learned that you're not going to get this. So when you didn't get it, you just kind of like shunned that part of yourself that really, really needed it. So when you kind of like shun that part of yourself, then you stopped expressing your emotions. You stopped trying to look for closeness. You know, when you wanted a kiss and a hug and you knew that when you went up to dad and tried to get one, it wasn't going to happen. Or maybe dad just quite frankly never gave one to you and mom wasn't emotional and no one told you that you were amazing and that you were loved. And you know, I know affection is usually a really, really big thing. Like there's not a lot of like real sincere like embracing and like hugging, and maybe there is at like a baby level, but as a child grows up, they tend, you know, people tend to get uncomfortable with that. So I think when you grew up in environments where you sense that uncomfortableness, that dad seems really uncomfortable having conversations and I can't talk to him because he doesn't know how to. And same thing with mom, you know, she wasn't an affectionate mother that like gave me a hug and a kiss. And maybe both parents were able to do that, but also maybe some parents weren't able to allow you to be happy and loud. And maybe, you know, you weren't allowed to feel your emotions. You weren't allowed to be scared. You weren't allowed to have fear. You weren't allowed to be sad. It was quickly like, everything's okay. Like we don't cry, like no crying. So whenever you felt something that was just instinctual, right? Because children are very connected to themselves. And so when they express emotion, whether it's logical or not, it needs to be validated. And when those feelings are not validated, it creates this kind of like wound that, look, I can't trust myself. And I guess you shouldn't cry when you get hurt. That's not how we handle things. We handle things this way. So because you learn how to handle your emotions, your feelings, etc., in unhealthy ways, you then go into your adult life avoiding all of those kind of experiences and feelings and emotions because you never learn how to really handle them. Learning how to handle life and feelings and what you think and how you feel and getting validation and being able to do all of these things, which basically is under the umbrella of mental health, that's a learned thing. You learn that. The only thing that a child just instinctively knows is it wants love. It knows what it wants. The child knows what it wants, how it feels, and it expresses him or herself very, very easily. It's as we continue to develop that we learn that I shouldn't be like that, or I shouldn't trust what I think and how I feel, or that, you know, people can't be trusted because they disappoint me, or that, you know, mom and dad aren't able to actually be there for me. Now, again, none of this is, you know, logical. A child isn't logical, like understanding this and saying this to themselves. But the story is that mom doesn't give me hugs and dad can't talk to me. And so because of these outside people, we then create these I'm not enough stories and we avoid things going further in life. So now when you're kind of an adult and you go out into the world, where you can really spot this is with the people that avoid a lot of emotion at all costs. Now, the emotion that I'm talking about could vary on many levels, right? So they could avoid confrontation, they could avoid difficult situations, they could avoid feelings because they just want to live in happiness. Like they don't know how to handle stress. They don't know how to handle being fearful. They don't know how to handle disappointment. And so everything's okay. Everything's fine. Like, no, I'm good. Like, you know, there's just an avoidance of actually saying, you know what? I'm not good today. And that's okay. You know, being able to feel and be a human being means you got to feel on all levels. It's not just about positivity. It's not just about like, I'm happy and everything's good. It's also about being honest and authentic to say, today's not that great. You know what I mean? Like being able to have the feeling and then learn how to handle that feeling and move through it. That's mental health. That's being able to be healthy. It's not just saying, okay, I'm going to constantly be positive and positive and positive where I'm happy all the time. That's not realistic because life doesn't work that way. So avoidance could be a multitude of things. So at times being around this person, depending on what it is that they're actually avoiding, right? Whether it's confrontation, whether it's intimacy, whether it's connection, whether it's feelings, you'll learn what it is. And of course, we tend to kind of like go within and we really question this person. Like, does this person really love me? Does this person really care? Because they're, why aren't they trying harder? When it's not that they don't love you, it's not that they don't want to try, but it's because this wound is in front of them that's causing them to not be able to like really experience the relationship that you want to experience or grow in the way that you want to grow, because this wound has caused this wall to come up where you're kind of just hitting this wall and not really ever getting to like the core of a person. Hey everyone, I want to thank Turbo Debt for sponsoring this episode. It has been a difficult year for most Americans, and with the coronavirus, it has devastated most people financially, and these people really rely on high interest credit cards to survive. Everyone knows that banks make money keeping people in debt, and that's their goal. It's how they make money. So it's time to break free from the debt cycle and stop them from controlling your future. So Turbo Debt can give you many options for resolving your debt problem once and for all, and to put you on the path towards financial freedom. And that's what we all want. So, you know, successful people do not have credit card debt. They do not have a lot of loans that they're carrying. And successful people don't pay interest. They actually earn interest. So you have the ability right now, if you have over $10,000 in credit cards, personal loans, medical or payday loans, they can help. So go to turbodebt.com, TURBODEBT.com/heal in all caps, and get a free consultation today. Reason reason why, you know, you're not getting to the core is obviously because they fear that, right? They fear, like, if you break down that wall and you see me, there's such a fear attached to that. There's so much of an I'm not enough. There's so much of a, well, you know, based on previous, there's so many assumptions, right? There's so many assumptions that I don't want you to see me. I don't even see me, let alone you seeing me. So now, depending on the person, if you're dealing with someone who's possibly narcissistic, that wall is up and it's bricks. You know what I mean? Like, you're probably never going to be able to, like, really pound through that wall. And quite frankly, I'm getting goosebumps as I say this, because it's not really your responsibility. You know, like, someone has to be able to see, oh, look, there's someone trying to get through to me and I don't want to be this person. So someone has to, like, want to slowly start taking that wall down. No amount of effort that you're going to do, I don't care how much you try to bang through that wall, you're never going to get the wall down if someone doesn't want to recognize that there's a wall up and start to remove it themselves. And I think this is where people get stuck in these kind of, like, abusive cycles where they go around and around in this hamster wheel, is because they're trying so hard to break down this wall. Because on some levels, of course, you see that the wall's up, you see the person at their core, you know, you believe everyone to be a good person, and you want to get through to have that relationship that you really, really want, when, like I said, number one, it's not your responsibility. Number two, some people are just not capable of ever opening the window, and they're never going to. But I think number three, there's also some kind of a yearning inside of yourself to want to heal that person. This is where we attract mom, we attract dad, and we're trying to heal that relationship by doing it through this person. This is kind of where people will say, well, you know, I've attracted mom and dad. And this is where the childhood wound really comes to play, because you're always going to attract the wound that you didn't heal. Because if you healed it, then you'll realize that then when that wall comes up and you realize you're hitting bricks, you're going to let that person go and live their life, and you're going to try to find another relationship. One where, if the person does have a wall up, maybe it's just a sheet of paper. You know what I mean? Like, and they're ready to take it down. It's not a thick barrier. But so being able to heal that previous wound will allow you to be able to see the bricks and see this person. And, you know what I mean? Of course, grieve that this isn't going to work out and this person isn't ready to evolve and heal and take responsibility and do all that stuff. But that's not your concern. And then there's another person out there that could give you everything that you really want, and is kind of more at your level. And it doesn't mean that people are above us. It just means we're all at different levels in terms of what we're willing to do and where we're at in our own healing journey. And this person isn't at your level. You know, and recognizing that you were attracted to this person because this is either something that you're trying to heal within yourself, like I said before, or you're attracting this person just based on your own experience, right? Like, you're always going to be attracted to what you experienced growing up. Now, until you become conscious, until you become healthy, will you be able to kind of say, look, there I go again, repeating the same behaviors over and over again, and be able to, like I said throughout this whole video, really love yourself and parent yourself to know that that's not yours. This isn't what I want, and being able to let that go and head in a different direction. Now, if you are in a really good relationship and you know that this is just, you know, something that this person has, they have this tendency to kind of, like, want to avoid confrontation, but they're still in a really good place and they seem really healthy. This is the person with a piece of paper, right? So if you're dealing with that person, there are a lot of things that both of you probably need, if you're an avoidant person as well, in order to really help each other heal each other, right? And it's not your responsibility to heal anyone, but there are things that you can definitely do to give someone the space to be able to heal themselves if they're willing to do the work and take responsibility for their stuff. Because let's be honest, none of us are coming to the table without some baggage, without some stuff that we're trying to work on, because no one's perfect. And I think it's what's healthy is being able to find someone that recognizes that within themselves and is actively working on themselves by themselves. If you can find that person, that's the person you're going to have a great relationship with, because that means that the two of you are essentially growing together, right? This person's trying to heal themselves, you're trying to work on your own stuff, and you're giving each other the space, and also these things that we're going to talk about, in order to really work on your own selves, again, by yourselves. So I think the biggest thing is recognizing the elephants in the room. You know, if this person is aware that they are an avoidant person because of things that they've gone through in their past, when they do become avoidant, obviously giving them that little bit of space, but can they come back to the table and handle these feelings, handle this confrontation, or do they just continue to avoid it time and time again? If they continue to avoid it time and time again, then this is not the person that wants to take responsibility for their actions and improve the relationship, or not just the relationship, but quite frankly, themselves. I think consistency in any relationship is really, really important, and especially in the beginning phases of the relationship. But I think for some people, it takes years of reinforcing, okay, I'm trustworthy. Okay, I'm here. Okay, I'm not going to let you down. When you've gone through some serious trauma, when you've gone through some serious disappointment, you need that reinforcement time and time again, along with also parenting your own self through this situation. So I think being patient with someone, giving them space, not taking what they're doing personally because it has nothing to do with you, really understanding who this person is and how they operate through life, but also setting really firm boundaries and having those standards to say, you know, okay, I'm going to give you a pass. I understand why you are the way you are, but this is who I am and this is how I handle situations, and I need to see some improvement. I need to see some progress that you're making to get yourself towards what we both agree should be a healthy relationship, right? Like, if you have these standards and these boundaries and someone doesn't have the same kind of standards, or they don't want to be that type of a person, they're not going to be that person. And so they're always going to tiptoe on violating those boundaries. So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.